Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to make our way through the story, the drama, the unfolding drama in the Acts of the Apostles between Peter and John and other apostles who are preaching the gospel. They're fulfilling their commission as disciples of Jesus and the unique call they had, but all of us share in the same commission that the apostles received, which is the Great Commission, go make disciples of all nations. And so the heart of that, Jesus had made clear to the apostles, was that they needed to be witnesses to tell people what they themselves had witnessed. The teaching of Jesus, the miracles that Jesus, the signs and wonders, the rest of it, but essentially that they were witnesses to his passion, death, and resurrection from the dead. And that the meaning of that, and that his there were witnesses as well that to the fact that Jesus is exalted at the right hand of God the Father, that he ascended back to the Father in his human flesh, which entered into glory. And so what they saw, what they're witnesses to, is the completion of Jesus' ministry, and then they experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, to which they could also be witnesses, which was the fulfillment of the promise that Jesus said, and the promise of the Father, that his plan to save the human race would be through the sacrifice of his Son, through the offering of love of the Son's life, Jesus offering his life to the Father on our behalf, becoming a sacrifice for our sin, cleansing us with his blood, making it possible for us to be freed from the bondage of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to be freed from the power of sin and death, and to come to a place of repentance and have our sins washed away, our sins forgiven, so that we can be restored to relationship with God. And as we open ourselves to God, we're baptized into him, and Jesus, who has the power to give eternal life to anyone and everyone who asks him, he gives us new life, which brings us from death to life and makes us a new creation. This is who we are. And this is the central drama. This is what Christianity is all about. And the apostles are witnesses to these things. And this is what we've been looking at this week, at this particular story in the Acts of the Apostles. We looked at different elements of it. I'm not going to review them all today, but I'm going to kind of move on and kind of harvest the lessons that Peter gives us here in his courageous response to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. If you haven't had a chance to hear the programs, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Also, browse the website, take a look at all the good stuff that's there, that's there for free, much of it, so that you can be encouraged, you can be built up in your walk at this time when all of us really do need lots of encouragement. We need lots of formation and teaching. Friends, don't cut yourself short. You are called to be a disciple, and you're called to do great things. You are called to be great in the Lord in this time that he's given you on earth. And don't use the calculations and the evaluation process that the world uses about what greatness is. You know, am I powerful? Am I really smart? Do I have a big job? Do I live in a big neighborhood? You know, do I have the right friends? And therefore, my life is significant and important. Do I have a big bank account? All that stuff. And am I famous? In the eyes of God, it's nothing, really. And it's often more of an obstacle to radically living for God than it is an enhancement toward it. It doesn't stop that from happening, but it makes it harder. It's not easy for a rich man, it's not easy for a powerful, famous man to enter the kingdom of God, because it's easy to become self-reliant, it's easy to be chasing after our own ego and maintaining it all, and we get caught up in the world, and it's a tough go. And Jesus made it clear that the flesh is useless, but the Spirit gives life. Jesus is building his kingdom, a kingdom that will never end. Every kingdom in this world, every business, every civilization, every bank, every entertainment center, everything's going to pass away in this world. The only thing that's not going to pass away are eternal creatures, human beings that are going to live forever. And Jesus is building a kingdom, and he's going to establish his kingdom that will last forever. And that kingdom is built in the power and the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And sharing in that life in the Spirit is really the only thing that gets us from here to there. That's what really matters, is to walk by the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, to be a child that knows, the person that knows you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, to walk in humility. So don't let the foolishness of the world and its evaluation of where the gold is, you know, what really matters, it's totally wrong. It's completely off. What matters is love, right? What matters is goodness and mercy. What matters is humility. patience, kindness, gentleness. The world hardly ever talks about that stuff. They talk about romantic love, you know, like the Beatles, you know, All You Need Is Love. But the love we're talking about is the love of Christ who died on a cross, who emptied himself, who walked in humility, and who died for somebody else, exchanged his life for ours. That's the love we're talking about. It's not the high-octane, passionate, romantic, and oftentimes lust-charged love of the world that the world totally romanticizes. That's not really what lasts. So don't cut yourself short. You might be simple. You might have some learning disabilities. You might have very little financial resource in your life. You might have only an eighth-grade education or a high school education. God looks at you, Jesus looks at you as a wonder of his Father's creation. The angels look at you and say, wow, you know, look what the Father has made and look at your destiny. Look at who you are. I mean, the devil wants you to think you're nobody and a nothing, and he wants to drive you into the ground. I mean, the apostles confounded the important hoity-toity leaders of Jerusalem. They looked at him, and Peter's speaking with such authority and power. I mean, this guy's a fisherman. Imagine what his hands look like. Maybe he smelled bad, too. Like, you know, when you're around fish all the time, they stink, right? And so here he's standing before the Sanhedrin, a working man, and he's as bold as can be. I mean, he's respectful, actually, but he's very bold and very strong, and he's under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And they're looking at each other, and they actually said this. Who are these guys? These are uneducated men. Where do they get this authority? Where do they get this from? Because those religious leaders felt their authority. And their authority didn't come from their muscles, you know, or a sword they were wielding. Their authority came from the truth of the Holy Spirit and the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit that was speaking through them, just like Jesus said he would do. He said, don't worry. They're going to drag you before rulers, before kings, before religious leaders. Do not be afraid. And don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't sit up at night and do your homework, you know, trying to figure out the perfect words you're going to say. I'll give you the words to speak. Walk by the Spirit, right? And so this is what's so beautiful for us to see, and it's important for us not to miss it. And yesterday I was talking about how Peter clarified for some of his followers in later years of what a blessing it is to be rejected by the world. He said it's a reality that God allows his disciples to go through, Jesus allows and brings his disciples into, because it allows us to radically identify with him, to walk and to be conformed to him and his footsteps in a beautiful and a powerful way. And it's a purifying fire. You know, Peter will make the analogy in another place of, you know, the gold that's, you know, the smelting process in which gold gets purified, and how we get purified is through trial. And this particular kind of trial, we all have to get purified of our laziness, for our self-centeredness, for our inordinate self-love, from our cowardice, from our lust, from our hatred of the people that are giving us a hard time, you name it. It's all in us. And it's got to get purified before we see the Father. Better it happen here than happen in purgatory. And it's meant to, this purifying fire is coming upon the world now, upon the church now, in a strong and a powerful way. So what Peter is embracing is what St. Paul, you know, would sing from his heart at a later date, and Paul understanding what his new identity is in Christ. And one of the troubles we see in the life of the church today, the baptized, is lots of Catholics are living in an identity crisis. We say we're Christians and followers of Jesus, but we live like the world. We look like the world. We act like the world. We're following the values of the world. We defend the values of the world, that those values in particular I'm talking about that are inconsistent with God's revelation. But here's Paul from Galatians chapter 2. He knows who he is. He said this, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification were through law, then Christ died to no purpose. He's talking about the central reality. How do we enter relationship with God? By God's gift. We're justified. you know, through faith, by trusting and surrendering to Jesus. That's where the new life begins, right there. It's not a work. It's not a human work. It's not something I've done. It's not something I've earned because I'm special or I'm smart or I'm unique. But here Paul is making it clear, declaring who he is. And here's where we need to get, friends, because if we don't get here, we're going to end up compromising. I've thought many times now of, talked about it even on the program, of John Paul II, St. John Paul II going to Ireland in 1979 when Ireland was thinking of legalizing abortion. You know, Ireland was really Catholic for so long, and it was beginning to feel the pressure. And Ireland was moving toward, it wasn't quite then, in the 80s, 90s, she started getting wealthy for the first time and powerful. But the Holy Father went there like a prophet, and he said, look, you're in a test. Ireland has to choose. You're at a point of historical decision. Listen to the voice of your forefathers, he said. Preserve Ireland's soul. You know, listen to the words of Jesus. What will it profit a man if you gain the whole world, if you go along with the world and you forfeit your life? What would it profit Ireland to go, he said, the easy way of the world and to suffer the loss of her soul? He said, Ireland's walking now the temptations of Jesus. Ireland is being asked to prefer the kingdoms of this world to the splendor of Christ. He said, now is the time of your great testing. He said, be faithful. And he ended by saying, may Ireland never weaken in her witness before Europe and before the whole world to the dignity and sacredness of all human life from conception until natural death. There's the vicar of Christ standing in the footsteps, walking the footsteps of Peter, contending against the darkness of this world for eternal creatures, for God's children, for salvation, for, you know, the protection of the unborn. He's a warrior. He's contending. He's speaking the truth. And if you run the film now to August 25th, 2018, when Pope Francis was in Ireland, the prime minister or president, whatever you call him, of Ireland, makes reference to John Paul's visit. And he says, and he starts to wax eloquently saying that Ireland is more diverse now and we're less religious and that somehow they've modernized and they've opened the doors to divorce and contraception and abortion and same-sex marriage. And he said, we understand now that marriages do not always work and that women should make their own decisions. What is he talking about there? He's talking about abortion. And that families come in many different wonderful forms. What is he talking about? Same-sex marriage and the many different forms of marriage that are now unfolding, including those headed by a grandparent, by a lone parent, by same-sex parents, and even parents of divorce and the rest of it. And he says, we've now entered and we're building a more mature relationship between the church and the state of Ireland. Now, the world is taking the lead. Well, part of that is because, you know, Ireland failed in many ways in the church. But you can see now they're boasting in the very thing that Pope John Paul II warned them against. They've gone over to the other side. They literally have fallen. Ireland has fallen. Ireland does not want to identify with Jesus publicly in the way Jesus teaches, in who he actually is. They'll shrink him. They'll make him look like them, but they're denying the real Christ, the whole Christ, the teaching of Christ, because they're ashamed of him, because they don't want to tolerate. They find his teaching and the morality of his loving Father, they find it intolerant. They find it hateful. They find it bigoted, and it's uncomfortable, and it's no fun, and I can't be the center of everything that I want to be, the creator of my own identity and my own purpose. They've gone over, friends, and this is what's happening in our country. The same pressure is coming against us, but we need to know who we are and stand in the freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.